Hi, welcome back to the Ori's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis tells us, Hamotzei Shivrei Tzlamim, if someone finds broken pieces of some figure, Hare Elu Mutarin, these are permitted, he may get benefit from them. Matzatavnis Yad or Tavnis Regel, but if he finds the form of a hand or a foot, Hare Elu Asurin, these are prohibited, Bimdei Shekidiosei Behen Nevad, because such things are worshipped on their own. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. Hare Elu Mutarin, if you find a broken piece of a figure is permitted. Dechi Havu Shleimim, Safik Avadum, Safik Lo Avadum. Even if they were whole, there would be a doubt whether it's something that's worshipped or not. Bafiluim Tim say Lomar Avadum, and even if you say that they were worshipped, Shema Batlum Lukach Shibarum, maybe they were nullified, maybe they were decommissioned, and that's why they were broken. Bahavi Sveik Sveika Ulakula. So it's a case of double doubt, was it ever worshipped or was it not? And if it was it decommissioned? And in the case of a double doubt, we rule leniently. So if you find such a thing, you may have benefit from it. But not if it's a hand or a foot, Shekiyotse Behem Nevad, because such things are worshipped on their own. Tavnis Yad, Levadahem Osim, Meikara Beovadinasa. So they would make the shape of a hand by itself, and they would worship it. Mishnah Gimel. Hamotzi Kalim, Baalehem Tsuras Chama, Tsuras Levana, Tsuras Drakon. If somebody finds utensils, and they have on them the form of the sun, or the form of the moon, or the form of a dragon, Yolichim Liyam Hamelach. They should be tossed into the Dead Sea. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Sha'al ha-mechubadim asurim, when they're on fancy or expensive utensils, then they are prohibited. Sha'al ha-mevuzin mutarin, but if they're on cheap, regular utensils, that's okay. Rabbi Yossi says, Shochek v'zora l'ruach omatulayam, that he should grind it up and scatter it to the winds or throw it into the sea. Amrulo, they said to him, Afu nasa zevel. If you grind it up and you scatter it, then it becomes fertilizer, shenemar. And the Torah tells us, v'lo yidbak biyadcha me'uma min hacherem, not to let anything from the prohibited matter remain in your hand. So if you grind it up and scatter it to the wind, it becomes fertilizer, you're actually still benefiting from it. Let's look at the Bar Neuro. Tsuras chama, tsuras levana, the shape of the sun or the moon. Perish HaRambam Zechrono LeBracha. So the Rambam explains, Lo Shiimatze Igul V'yomer Zehu HaShemesh O Kamin Keshes Agula V'yomer Zo Levana. It's not like he finds a circle and he says this is the sun, or he finds some sort of a circular rainbow and says this is the moon. Elo Shiimatze Hatsura Shemechasim Elu Chovrei Shemayim L'Shemesh V'yoreach. Rather, he finds the symbols that are made by sun worshippers or by moon worshippers to represent these things, but they don't actually look like them. Kamosha Omrush Tsuras HaShemesh Tsuras Melech Meutar Yoshev Alagala. So, for example, the shape made by the sun worshippers would be a crowned king sitting on a wagon. V'chein Kol Kiyotze B'zeh, and similarly any such thing. Tsuras Drakon, the shape of a dragon. He goes on, he explains what a dragon is, so it's a serpent with scales, etc. And then it says, V'afilu L'Rabbanan D'Amri L'El Shar Kol HaTzlamim Mutarin. Even according to the rabbis who said in the previous Mishnah that any other figure that you find is permitted, Modu D'Hanachisiri. They admit that these are prohibited. Derachaihu l'maflichenu, because such things by their very nature are in fact objects of idolatry. So Rabbi Yossi says that you should grind it up, v'zora l'ruach, and scatter it to the winds. Shelo yehene Yisrael mimenu, so that a Jew should not have any benefit from it. But they said to him, af hu, even that. Im yizarena l'ruach, if you scatter it to the winds, Gam ata yesh hanali Yisrael mimena. A Jew could still have benefit from it. Shehi nasi zevel, because it becomes fertilizer. So you make it into a powder, and then you scatter it, and it ends up on his field. You've given him benefit from it. So they don't recommend that course of action. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.